Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, and first thing on the show today, we have the latest in our Operation Song series. Operation Song is a local program that pairs two veteran songwriters from Nashville with local military veterans coping with post-traumatic stress. The songwriters help the veterans turn their stories into songs. WTC's Richard Winham is speaking with Randall Scheel, a veteran of the Iraq War, about the song he wrote called Three Ring Binder.
Randall Scheel was a career military man. He joined the Army immediately after graduating from high school in 1977. He was in the Army for 22 years. He fought in the Iraq War in the early 1990s, but it wasn't until after he left the Army and joined the Hamilton County Police Department that he was seriously injured.
I had all my left side of my face beat off. I was on every news channel and CNN and everything else.
You had the left half of your face beaten off, did you say?
Yeah, I had it all broke.
What happened?
Walked around, guy hit me in my left side of my face, and he beat me. And that's about all I really want to say about that, because I don't want that other officer to feel bad. I have some hard feelings about that. You know, he run. And
you're talking about your partner?
Well, yeah.
Randall Scheel grew up in Marion County. Growing up, when he wasn't in school, he spent most of his life working with his brothers for his father, who owned several coal mines on Signal Mountain. His family was poor, and as he saw it at 17, the Army offered security and many creature comforts he hadn't previously enjoyed.
The military was like a vacation. I mean, I had short hair anyway. When I went in, they issued me four sets of clothes and boots, and I thought I had a wardrobe. And I was getting to see the world. So I was getting away.
I can see it sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, for me anyway, you know, just like my daddy told me, he said, they'll give you everything you need. He gave me $10 when I got to Chattanooga, I think it was North Gate, and said, see you later. Don't come home. So I left.
Randall Scheel was in the Army for 13 years before he was sent into a conflict situation in the desert in Iraq. He'd been trained as an officer, and he was responsible for a group of young, raw recruits who, like him, felt completely unprepared for the demands being made of them. Everything from the terrain to the weather to the conflict itself was inexplicably alien to them. Some survived the conflict. Many of the young soldiers for whom he was responsible didn't. He did his best to protect them, but the situation ultimately overwhelmed him. When he came home, like many veterans, he didn't want to talk about it. His family has had a long history with the military. All of the men in his family, going back five generations, have served in the military. But Randall Scheel's fervent hope at this point is that he is the last person in his family to serve in the military.
When I got home, my daddy thought I was going to commit suicide.
He did?
Yeah.
Was there a reason for that?
He talked to me a whole bunch of times.
Did you give him reason to believe that?
Well, I didn't associate with nobody. You can ask these guys, I never say nothing about what I done. Never. I've had to deal with it. We had a strict growing up, and you just don't talk about stuff like that. And, you know, I used to be mean. And I think that's what helped me as far as some aspects of being a police officer. If I come to get you, I'm going to get you. And then after a few years, you learn how to talk. I mean, you just learn how to identify with people. And then sometimes you just say, the heck with it. You know, I'm going home.
Hey, Richard.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Ahead, Don.
One of the things at Operation Song, we never, ever ask anybody to talk about something they're not comfortable with. Randall didn't want to talk about the war. He wanted to talk about doing this project, writing this song, so his children's children would know their family history. And I think it's great. Tell them about your granddaughter, Randall.
Oh, I got a 13-year-old granddaughter. She can sing my song and half of another guy's song. She's tickled death. She goes everywhere with me. And
she's Grandpa's girl, I take it.
Yeah.
They ask a lot of you, don't they? Mm-hmm. The Army.
Yeah.
And the only real rational response to it is to sort of wall yourself off from it, right?
Well, you got to be hard. We played at home hard, and I think the military was just part of just like being at home. You take your knocks and go on.
I understand. But when you came back, you didn't want to talk about it. Basically going to put that behind you and move on.
Well, I try to.
Right, but is that possible?
I think the older I get, if I do anything, I'm out with myself usually. I stay around people a lot because I love talking. And I met a lot of good people. You know, if you talk to people, you can get anything done you need. But if you can't talk to them, then you're in trouble.
Right. And that's the way you were when you first came back.
Yeah, I was real recluse. I didn't go nowhere. Didn't like doing very much. Just sitting around, and that's when my daddy came in there that day and said, "We think you're going to commit suicide." And I didn't say nothing, I don't think. But I try to get out and do things. I mean, I'm active. I go everywhere. Try to stay busy and not think about it. And I think that's my way of getting away the stress. Stress will kill you. And, you know, I got grandkids I adore.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that, you know, I just hope they don't have to go in. I mean, my own son, in my daddy's family, I'm the last one. And I think in my uncles and them, they all, I've had one retire with 30 years. And then the rest of them done 2 or 3, 4 years. My daddy was in the service, and then he had 4 boys in there, and 2 of us in combat and 2 in peacetime. And
but you don't think your children would go into it?
No, you can't. Kids these days can't pass the test to go in. That's a big problem.
Well, maybe that's a good thing, huh?
Well, who's going to fight the next war? You know, I'm getting too old. I mean, they won't take me. I don't know what we're going to have. You know, they got to be troops on the ground, and somebody's got to do it.
I can take you back a second. You said that when you came home from the Army, you didn't feel like talking to anybody or anything.
No.
Was the reason that your dad suggested you become a policeman because he thought that would help you to
I think so,
get past
because,
that?
Because it was just like the military. Any police department is military oriented. Mm. And a lot of your police officers are veterans. You know, here in Chattanooga, you probably got a lot of Marines in the CPD. They hire, if they find out you're a Marine, they'll hire you. The county, I'd say there's probably 50-50 Army and Marines. They've had the experience of being in a war. They know how to shoot. They're usually physical fit people. You know, sometimes you get one or two that just not mentally capable, and, you know, you can kind of weed them out pretty quick.
Randall Scheel was invited by a friend to attend one of the Operation Song sessions. He is a natural therapist. His main motivation is almost always to help others in any way he can. When he was in the Army, and later when he was a policeman, his first impulse was to try to understand the people with whom he was working and to give them every opportunity to correct their behavior. So when he joined the Operation Song session, he wanted to write a song that would help future generations understand him and the family history that made him who he is.
I don't listen to no music. Never have. Radio can be in a car. I'd rather not even have the radio. But I guess since I've been going to this class, I've listened to several songs. And matter of fact, this one that they got the music on of mine, I listen to it every day now. And I can, I guess, especially the guys who was in Vietnam about the helicopter stuff, I rode in so many helicopters, it's pitiful. And I can understand now all this. I had the same uniforms. The younger guys, it takes me a little while to understand or what they're doing. I come from the old Army, and they're in the new Army. I don't know their technology. Wish you did. I wish we'd had it years ago.
Working with Randall has been amazing.
This is Steve Dean. He's been writing songs in Nashville for more than 30 years. Along with Don Goodman, another longtime songwriter from Nashville, he helps the veterans turn their stories into songs.
The unfolding of the history and able to get so much history, his family history, into the song. But it is a totally different thing because it's really all about family, and that's the coolest thing is that he wanted this for a legacy for his family, future generations to come, so they would have a key to the past.
I kind of had that sense that motivates a lot of the people you've worked with, that they not only want to use it for themselves, but they also want it for the people who are close to them and explain something about who they are and the way they think.
I think sometimes they're wanting us to say to their families what they couldn't or can't. And a lot of times they've said to us that they don't want to tell their family what they've done because they don't want to scare them.
I get the feeling that your dad was, he was scared, right? He was worried about you for sure.
Oh, yeah. We're kind of close.
And there are still people who are close to you who maybe find listening to this helpful, huh? Trying to understand their granddad a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that's the reason that I wanted to write about family history and, you know, let them know a little, you know. They'll have the history when I die, and, you know, I think every family's got history in it. Some people don't know their history, and I think that's important. If you lose your history and don't know where you come from, you may be in trouble.
The Operation Song sessions meet every Wednesday morning at 9:30 for 90 minutes in the Chattanooga Lifestyle Center on Market Street. Details on the program are on the website operationsong.org. You can also contact Bobby Allison Standifer, one of the founders of the local program, at 706-935-3686. 706-935-3686. This is the song written by Steve Dean, Don Goodman, and Randall Scheel. It's called Three Ring Binder. Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, in the Persian Gulf. You don't have to look too hard, you'll find one of us. Now I'm writing this for my grandkids, for their iPads and CDs. The pictures and the stories of our family's history. Your grandma from Cherokee and Chickasaw. WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.